when we move our mind to their side, imagining as strongly as we can that we are that person, imagining that we have the thoughts and feelings and worries and concerns and anxieties that they have, the first thing we discover is that they have a self, which for them is their I, just like I have an I. And their I is important to them, just as my I is important to me. So, this in itself, I think, is revolutionary. To see, because we normally think of ourselves as I. What does I mean? What does me mean? It means me. Now we start to discover that everyone is an I. You know, in Buddhism, I, being, person, self are synonyms. If someone is a living being, they're a person, and they're an I. They're a self. Everyone is a self. Everyone is an I. But of course, we don't look at the world in that way due to our habitual self-cherishing mind, due to our habitual self-centered perspective. We see the world, we see a world in which there's one I and billions of others. So by learning to do this meditation, try to get this perspective. Geshe says, we will see that every living being is an I. And we will also see that we are other. This is interesting, isn't it? We never see otherness in ourselves. I look at you, you're definitely other. There's no question about it. I just have to look at you. You're all others. Yeah, it's got it, you've got it written all over you. So obviously less important than me. And I look at myself, I can't find anything about myself that's other. It's true, isn't it? It's like a feeling, isn't it? But then once you start to do this exchange and you start to look at the world from the point of view of other people, horror of horrors, you discover they see you as an other. And then a bit of simple mathematics. There are far more people in this world who see me as other than who see me as self. It's interesting, isn't it? Because, you know, if you do like the calculus and you think, well, you know, these people that are, yeah, of course, I appreciate all living beings, I love them and blah, 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 but they are other, so they're not as important as me. If that logic holds, that someone is not quite so important because they're other, then I am very not important because billions of people see me as other. I am like so other. Or vice versa. If I'm so special, if I'm so important because I'm me, because I'm an I, well then everyone's important. If being I, being me makes you important, every living being is important, like the meditation we did the other day. What logical reason is there for us to assume that I'm more important than others? There's no reason whatsoever. So Geshe La said, you know, in the section that I read this morning, that through doing this meditation, we understand what he described as the relativity of self and other. Nobody is inherently self, and nobody is inherently other. It just depends upon your perspective. From my point of view, I'm self. From your point of view, I'm other. That's interesting, isn't it? So, for example, if you've got a yellow cup and a blue cup, yellow, there can't be something which is yellow and blue. I don't mean half and half. It's either yellow or it's blue. But with self and other, it's not like it's you're either a self or you're an other. You're both. Everybody's both. Everybody's both self and everybody's both other. And if we could just begin to think in this way, see the world in this way, it would be a very, very different world. We would naturally have respect for each other. We would naturally, as Geshe-la says, be more considerate of each other. We would naturally be more understanding, more tolerant. And we would naturally see things from others' points of view instead of imposing or wishing to impose our own self-centered view. And so, like Geshe-la says, this meditation shakes to the core our feeling that we are the center of the universe.